Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nindah, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah discussing skila in the cases of Mishchav Zachar and relations with an animal asks, Im Adam Chata, Behema Machata, if the person sinned with the animal, how did the animal sin? Why is the animal also stoned? Ella fishabala adam takal yada. But since a person came to stumbling through it, lafichach amar kasev tisakel. Therefore, the Torah said it should be stoned. Another explanation is given. Shotei behema overes b'shuk, so that the animal should not walk in the street. V'yomru zoi shenisko pony al yada, and people will say this is the animal because of which pony was stoned. These two reasons, takala stumbling and kalon disgrace, we discuss further on the next daf. Point number two, Abraisa says that the Azara, the warning for the Torah for Mishkav Zachar is that Zachar otishkav Mishkav Eisha to'evahi. You shall not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. It's an abomination. This is the Azara for a shochev, the one committing the act of relations. Rabbi Shmuel provides the Azara for a nishkav, the one submitting to the act. O'yekadesh mimine Yisrael, there shall not be a promiscuous man among the sons of Israel. Another pasuk describes kadesh with the term toeva, and toeva is used in reference to both participants in Mishkav Zachar. Rikiva says, otishkav can be read otishachev, you should not be lain with. Abraisa says, the azar for relations with an animal is, b'cho behemo oten shechavtecho tamaba. Do not lie with any animal to be contaminated with it, which is an azar for a shochev. Rav Shmuel says, Oye Kadesh is the Azar for Nishkav, a Mishkav Behema as well. But Rav Akiva says, Oti ten shechavtecha can be read, Oti ten shechivascha. You shall not allow your lying with it. Abai says later that Rav Shmuel also holds the Azar for Nishkav, a Mishkav Behema is included in the Pasuk of Shochev. The Gemara calculates the number of karbanos obligated through combinations of these various acts according to each Tana's sources for the Azaros. And point number three, Abraisa states, Zachor lo asu bo katan kagadol. Regarding a male with whom one had relations, the Torah did not make a very young male like an older male. Although one who has relations with a male minor is liable, despite the katan not being culpable, there is a minimum age required to constitute Mishkav Zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eisa B'Shochev, Eisa B'Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a Shochev, the one committing the act, is capable of being a Nishkav, submitting the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute Mishkav Zachar when he's a Nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for Mishkav Zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkav Eisha, as one lies with a woman, and a female is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The next Mishnah, discussing skila in the case of Mishkav Zachar and relations with an animal, asks, Im Adam Chata, Behema Machata, if the person sinned with the animal, how did the animal sin? Why is the animal also stoned? Ella fishabala adam takal yada, but since a person came to stumbling through it, lafichach amar kasev tisakel, therefore the Torah said it should be stoned. Another explanation is given. Shotei behema overes b'shuk, so that the animal should not walk in the street. V'yomru zoi shenisko pony al yada, and people will say, this is the animal because of which pony was stoned. These two reasons, takala, stumbling, and kalon, disgrace, we discuss further on the next daf. Point number 2, Abraisa says that the Azara, the warning for the Torah for Mishkav Zachar is that Zachar otishkav Mishkav Eisha to'evahi. You shall not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. It's an abomination. This is the Azara for a shochev, the one committing the act of relations. Rabbi Shmuel provides the Azara for a nishkav, the one submitting to the act. O'yekadesh mimine Yisrael, there shall not be a promiscuous man among the sons of Israel. Another pasuk describes kadesh with the term toeva, and toeva is used in reference to both participants in Mishkav Zachar. Rikiva says, otishkav can be read otishachev, you should not be lain with. Abraisa says, the azar for relations with an animal is, b'cho behemo oten shechavtecho tamaba. Do not lie with any animal to be contaminated with it, which is an azar for a shochev. Rav Shmuel says, Oye Kadesh is the Azar for Nishkav, a Mishkav Behema as well. But Rav Akiva says, Oti ten shechavtecha can be read, Oti ten shechivascha. You shall not allow your lying with it. Abai says later that Rav Shmuel also holds the Azar for Nishkav, a Mishkav Behema is included in the Pasuk of Shochev. The Gemara calculates the number of karbanos obligated through combinations of these various acts according to each Tana's sources for the Azaros. And point number three, a braisa states, Zachor lo asu bo katan kagado. Regarding a male with whom one had relations, the Torah did not make a very young male like an older male. Although one who has relations with a male minor is liable, despite the katan not being culpable, there is a minimum age required to constitute mishkav zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eisim B'Shochev, Eisim B'Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a Shochev, the one committing the act, is capable of being a Nishkav, submitting the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute Mishkav Zachar when he's a Nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for Mishkav Zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkavei Isha, as one lies with a woman, and a female is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. All right, so now we got our siman daf nun dalet, and our standard siman is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef for the siman. So here goes. The pasta chef, who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a takala, and a kalon, was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9. So once again, some motion. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish. Pasta chef? Noodle dish? That must be daf nun dalet. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was being killed for being a takala and a kalon, which reminds me, we learned that a behemoth with whom someone had relations is killed because of two reasons, takala, stumbling, and kalon, disgrace. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a takala and a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azaros for a shochev and nishkav of mishkav zachar. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a takala and kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9, which reminds the Gemara discusses the minimum age which is considered for mishkav zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eisim B'Shochev, Eisim B'Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a shochev, committing the act, is capable of being a nishkav, submitting to the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute mishkav zachar when he's a nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for mishkav zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkavei Isha, as one lies with a woman, and a woman is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. So once again, the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a takala and a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9. All right, so now it's time for a 4 blah blah chazara. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. On the non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadeth and Ovid of Odozor getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the first Malchus between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, which is more chamur, skila or srefa. The Rabban considers skila more severe than srefa because skila is given to Megadeth, a blasphemer, and one who serves of Odozor, which are especially severe averos, shekem poshi yad be'ikr, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid of Odozora getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irni Dachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the second Malchokas of Saif versus chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of an Irni Dachas whose severity is seen from the fact that their property is destroyed. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid of Odozor getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Irni Dachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the Bas Cohen's ticket for the Sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of Znus and was not a Panuya, which reminds us, the Gemara derives that a Sreifa's Bas Cohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a Panuya. Daf Nun Alf. So the Simmer Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The Bas Cohen married to Yisrael, who was Mizana, was about to get sreva by the beaver dam. Beaver dam? That must be on Daf Nun Alf. Nah, beaver. The Bas Cohen married to Yisrael, who was Mizana, was about to get sreva by the beaver dam, which reminds us, the more discusses of a Bas Cohen who married a Levi, Yisrael, or apostle, loses her kahuna status regarding sreva. So the Baskon married to a Yisro whose Mazana was about to get Srefa by the Beaver Dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar, which reminds us we learn Maseches Vachim nowadays, even though it's not going to be practically relevant until Mashiach comes, because we say we're Darish Mekabel Schar. So the Baskon married to a Yisro whose Mazana was about to get Srefa by the Beaver Dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be Mekabel Schar, saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a Baskon Arusa gets Srefa, which reminds Gmor brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He holds only a Baskon Arusa incurs Srefa, not a Nesua. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for Srefa, where it's Srefa's neshama, but the body is left intact, by pouring molten lead down the person's throat. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, which reminds us the Gemara brings the procedure for Herig and the Machlokas, is whether they cut off the person's head while he's standing with a sword, or his head is placed on a chopping block and cut off with a hatchet. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for chenek, strangulation, and the rule that kol misa amur b'torah stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, it means strangulation. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simran Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned listing 18 different cases. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife, which reminds us, the Brice records a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Imo Aisa, Imo Rui La'avi. If his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective. Enochai ve'el Mishuma Ein Bovad. And he's only liable for relations with a mother, not for a father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that Ein Kedushin Tovsin, Bechai ve'lavin. Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imcha hi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother who is also his father's wife is only liable for imo, but not for Eshes Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase imcha hi. She is your mother teaching mishum imo atamachayvo. You may make him liable for relations with his mother via atamachayvo mishum Eshes Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss if a bas kohen who married a levi, a yisro, or apostle loses her kohenu status regarding srefa? That's on daf Nanav. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss the mission, the list, the 18 is calling those that are stoned? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number three, which daf do we derive that a srefa's bas kohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a panuya? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that a behema with whom someone had relations with is killed because of takala and kalon? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn, according to Yehuda, the phrase imcha hi indicates a son is only chai for his mother, but not for her being his father's wife? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss the azaros for a shochev and nishkav? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn why Avner was killed and how it relates to Bor Hasira, a pit, and a thorn? That's on daf Mem Tes. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel holds only a Baskon Arusa incurs Srefa, not a Nesua? That's on daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number nine, which daf do we discuss the minimum age which is considered for Mishkav Zachar? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn about the procedure for chenek, strangulation? That's on daf Nun Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.